بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. فاسق یا کافر صاحب نسبت نہیں ہو سکتا. ارشاد: جب نسبت کے معنی اوپر معلوم ہو گئے تو ظاہر ہو گیا کہ فاسق و کافر صاحب نسبت نہیں ہو سکتا. بعض لوگ غلطی سے نسبت کے معنی خاص کیفیات کو جو ثمرہ ہوتا ہے ریاضت اور مجاہدہ کا سمجھتے ہیں. یہ کیفیت ہر مرتاز میں ہو سکتی ہے مگر یہ اصطلاح جہلا کی ہے. جب نسبت کے معنی اوپر معلوم ہو گئے تو ظاہر ہو گیا کہ فاسق و کافر صاحب نسبت نہیں ہو سکتا. بعض لوگ غلطی سے نسبت کے معنی خاص کیفیات کو جو ثمرہ ہوتا ہے ریاضت اور مجاہدہ کا سمجھتے ہیں. یہ کیفیت ہر مرتاز میں ہو سکتی ہے مگر یہ اصطلاح جہلا کی ہے.
Around the 11th century, he had a murid, and for his islah and correction he used to refer to the shasab, and for masail he would refer to Malala Jalaluddin Tanesir Hamdali. So Muhajan Jalaluddin Tanesir Hamdali was much familiar with tasawuf and Islahi matters. So when this person would come around, so he would mockingly say, "Tere nachaniye peer kaise hai? How's your dancing dervish?" Perhaps sometimes when a person makes zikr, so he shakes a bit. Now, sometimes the shaking is not in your control. You heard that and you went into a spin. So, shaking your head. If I see children reciting Quran Sharif, doing hips, rocking away, ask them to stop, they find it difficult. Won't they? So you won't see them, they dance dervishes. You see, well, they, in that state, they're not full in their control. And when they're not in their control, so they're not answerable. So anyway, this continued. And he couldn't do much about this because if he said something, he still needs Mawlana Jalaluddin Sahib for masail. Ramadan came now, or someone can't keep the roza, so you say give fidya, and then you can't afford to keep fidya, then so at some point you have to ask. Taraweeh namaz came, so someone made a major mistake in the namaz, right? The namaz is supposed to be repeated. But now the time has passed. The time has passed. So now that namaz can't be repeated. So that amount has to be repeated. So every new day will bring about some new masail. And the new masail will require some type of assistance. Some assistance, some guidance. So you can't leave Jalaluddin Tanesi Rahmatullahi. But how must he leave his sheikh also? Shah Abdul Quddus Sahib. So he was so great that there was an army, perhaps from Bilgram somewhere. So that Amil, Amaliyat, Jinnat, all that, Jinnat, Jadu, all that. So one day he commanded his Jinnat. Go and fetch the Shah Abdul Quddus Sahib Rahmatullahi. The Shah Abdul Quddus Sahib Rahmatullahi, his zikr used to start from Isha and end up in Fajr. He was married to a very wealthy person's daughter. His daughter was married to the king, but He couldn't stand wealth. The wife brings some wealth and he won't feel comfortable. When he doesn't feel comfortable, then she has to give it out in sadaqah. So sometimes there's nothing to eat, and the wife complains there's nothing to eat, and you tell her, all right, see, this is what is being prepared for you in Jannah, for your hunger and for your starvation. So this Bil Grami person, Amil, he asked, when bring Hazrat Shah Abdul Quddus Sahib Rahmatullah. So those jinnat went there, the kya khidmat, what you came for. So this is the command we got from our commander, we call it the Muwakkil. The Shah Sahib asked, from this point now, are you going to listen, take instruction from me or from him? So now, anybody else, you would have taken instructions from our Muwakkil. But if it's you, then we'll take instructions from you. So bring your man. The whole thing was reversed now. Hey, what are you doing? This instruction we got from Shah Sahib Rahmatullahi. And we can't but execute his command. So his own peer is brought in. What is this? What Dino say? Ziyarat ka shok tha. I had the longing to see you. So this is the way then. If you need to meet, was this the way? A toba, etc. And to bear the defense. So we're talking about this other incident, right? Jalaluddin Tanesi Rahmatullahi. This murid is stuck in between the peer and the Mufti Sahib, Jalaluddin Sahib. He's somewhere in the here in the other side. So days are passing and this person is frustrating. So one day he couldn't manage holding it. He spilled the beans to Hazrat Abdul Quddus Sahib Rahmatullahi. That's what happened. So Shah Sahib told him, all right, in future if he says that, there is a Nachanya peer case here. So what he must do is say, wo khud nachte hai aur dusre ko bhi nachate hai. He is also dancing and he'll make others dance as well. So anyway, this person comes in and he had to start off again. So the murid said this. When the murid said this, he began to dance. So now he couldn't hold himself. Like I said, that his child, he can't stop himself swinging. Can he stop himself? So anyway, came with Toba, etc., became one of his leading murids. Now this the Jalaluddin also, his maqam was very, very great. So how we have this fairs, you know, Ansar fairs and all that. So it's not a new thing, it's an old thing. Just that in the old fairs, old days, it was only for men, not a woman thing. And now it's all mixed up. For just men, and maybe small little children. Should mean boys, girls, all. But it was just a men thing, not a... Like how sometimes you get someone getting a small daughter in the masjid, right? So we won't encourage it. Now, some things are beyond your control, right? Then he carried on. So there's a fair carrying on. So in this fair, one Hindu shows one show, right? So even here in Spingo's railway station. One is Spingo Rail and one is a little bit before, what they call Reunion. So they used to have some shows there. So that was like a center for approximately all the Hindus of Natal or South Africa. That's why the The station also is called a pilgrim. That was their pilgrimage. You come here. Right? And then how correctly the Quran says that اتخذوا دينهم لهوًا ولعب. So the whole religion was just about amusement, fun and entertainment. Right? Here is the rightly Ulama Kiram, they keep on correcting. And when they keep on correcting, they move you, they save you from play, amusement and entertainment, right? Otherwise the whole deen would have been like that. Someone wants to have music, someone has to have dancing, they're having weddings, right? Someone wants to have free mixing, etc. So, and then someone must come like a pious person, learned person, have a tasbih in one hand, etc. Everything is alright as long as the heart is good. So, you're going to destroy the whole deen. The whole deen is going to be destroyed. So this righteous ulama-i kiram, make a lot of dua for them. Sometimes they come out hard, but if they don't come out like that, then what will happen to us? They come very mildly, a very good boy, don't do this thing again, what will happen? Nobody will pay attention, it come hard. So anyway, when Shah Jalaluddin Sahib Rahmat heard about this, so he went up. The Hindu, and what he wished to show is with some of his magic or whatever, they call it Riyazat. See, Riyazat means it's a spiritual exercise. Now, one is how you do a physical exercise, and you can have three men's strength, like you're doing weights. So one person can carry just 50 kilos, and you do weights, you're carrying three men's. So like you have physical exercises, you have spiritual exercises. In the spiritual exercises, it doesn't have to be magic. Mainly it is about restraining yourself. Whatever your mind wants, then you restrain yourself. When you restrain yourself, then sometimes you can do some things that others can't do. Right? Sometimes you can see things that others cannot see. That's not a result of spiritual exercises. Now for the spiritual exercises, you don't have to be a Muslim. Any person, atheist, Satanist, Hindu, everybody can do it. Right? Like how you have heard of people walking on the fire, right? Then they stabbing themselves with swords, etc. Nothing happening to them. So it's an exercise that they go through. Right? One person that used to be walking on the fire, he came here, you know? Came to Madrasa. So in passing, asked him, how you all manage that? He says, see, they put you in a trance. So you're not in your right frame of mind, you're in a trance. In the trance, you're doing whatever you're doing. Right? So anyway, so this is called a spiritual exercise. So he's privileged to come from far and wide just to see the fun with him. Right? And the fun with him was that he used to strike his foot on the ground, and the ground would open out, he would go inside, and he will reappear about 200 meters away. So that was now one of the funniest things that was there in that show, in that fair. So a lot of people used to come. And as the Shah Sahib was told, the fear is that people may convert to Hinduism, Jahils. They saw something and they get affected. So when they get affected now, and how long it is now from that point, how long it is for them to convert. So Shah Sahib was concerned now, what's happening? So Shah Sahib went up there. Jalaluddin Thanasi, Shah Abdul Qudus Sahib's murid. So he went there, he went right to the show. So as this person struck his foot, went inside, Brother Shah Sahib Rahmatullahi put his foot on that same spot. Now, it takes him only about 5 minutes to come reappear. Now he's not reappearing. Go wondering, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour. The Shah Sahib said, all right, what do you do? Just dig here. They found him dead, you see. So now, it was like to defend Islam. It was one thing to do, but to defend, like how you do jihad. Here, the jihad, the style of the jihad was different because of the situation. Because of this, this type of jihad had to be done. See. So jihad, one is the conventional style, and one is sometimes there is a need to do the jihad in a different way. Right. So you have to do it just to save Islam, just to promote Islam, you have to do it. Right. The same as Jalaluddin Tanasi, I think it was him. So they told him that one Hindu now, he's doing a lot of spiritual exercises and people are getting misled. So where is he? He's in this tower. Now the tower is sealed from all sides. There's no entrance. So as is understood now, he's doing some spiritual exercises and he makes himself to enter the place. So Shah Sahib also entered inside. How did you get here? I got in. How you got in? See, you also doing some spiritual things and I also know some things. So how you got in, I got in the same way. So all right, tell me what you can do. So that Hindu, how they use yogism, same thing, see. They call it spiritual arts or relaxation arts, right? But it's got a religious connotation, therefore we don't allow it, right? So he says, the furthest I can do is I can change myself to water. Shah Sahib, I can do the same. He changed himself to water. Then this Hindu, right, he called in that spiritual thing that he's doing, he asked for a cup and a knife, right? So the cup came, knife came, he slit himself and filled the blood into that, right? Put it into the ground. Shah Sahib did the same thing. And when Shah Sahib did the same thing, when they reappeared again, right? After the water thing, all that, they reappeared. His water show. Huh? So when both reappeared, Shah Sahib says to him, all right, just unearth that blood that you have buried into the ground. So both the blood was. So what do you see? So that Hindu is saying, I see mine's stench and already worms are coming into it. And yours is fragrant like musk and zafran, so beautiful fragrance. So Shah Sahib told him, see, this is going to be your end and this is my end if you don't accept Islam. Because on that end, this type of exercise can't work. And these exercises that you do, spiritual exercises that you do, really, there's no value for it in that end. It's just a cover, it's a fake, a counterfeit that works here. But The moment you go across on that end, then these type of things have got absolutely no value. See? So the value on that end, the value on that end, or the currency on that end, is the currency of the sunnah. If you got the sunnah, then they recognize that currency. When they recognize that currency, then things will work for you. But if it is that you don't have that currency, then now what you're doing is just a counterfeit, is just a fake, right? So that fake now, people can't understand genuine from fake. If someone says that I'm a doctor, right, and 3-4 things is working out, right, he knows how to check that for people for, say, COVID, right? He learned a couple of things. If you say, go for a doctor, go to him. And he doesn't know it. It's just a fake. It's a fake. 1-2 things he's learned, and he's playing around with the 2-3 things that he's. So this fake people, even if a doctor is taking a chance, the heavy drug, don't just go for it. The one doctor, if you come here, so his medication used to be working, right, for joint pains and all that, so women used to get very impressed. Now they're taking it. After a year, that one lady that was taking the medication, she passed away. So someone sent that medication to the lab. So what he was using this was a drug they use, a very strong drug. See? Steroid, yeah. He was using a very strong thing. So that thing was giving her relief. But now she got so caught into this thing here, every now and then she's taking that. She passed away. But now, I'm saying it's fly by night, and quick fix solutions, all that. Right. The same now, you're getting bayans, and the fascinating, the impressing, right? So you're going for them. It's a magic. Inna minal bayani ila sihra. Sometimes the bayan also has got a jadu effect. The bayan has got a magic effect. It just leaves you confounded now. You think now, it's a bayan now, listen to it. What's wrong with listening to a bayan? But you don't realize that you're not supposed to listen to every bayan and any bayan. Some bayans are right. And some have got a distinct jadu effect. It just impresses the person, overawes the person. Yeah? It overawes the person now. He's not within himself. He's doing the wrong things. Right? So on that end, the only currency that works is the currency of the sunnah. You got that currency and it works there. And if you bring this faked currency, then you'll be in serious problem. You can see the blood here, what happened? When it went down, it went to worms and stench. So that's going to happen to your currency. And the currency I got, see, it goes down and see what it turns into. See? So upon that Hindu accepted Islam. Right? But what I'm showing you is this type of spiritual exercises, someone is doing something, showing you something, and then you get fascinated, right? You've got a sudden jolt, you go by him, you've got a sudden jolt, you know. Now, you're looking for this type of experiences, and you're moving with it. And you don't realize it's a result of him doing some spiritual exercises. It makes you feel like that, right? And many times it happens with amirs as well. They're doing some amaliyat, and they put you into a state. Right? Some many years ago, I think over 30 years ago, right? So there's a big drama in Spingo, right? So, two families pulled out guns against each other. Why, you know, this person did jadu against this person, so his family against. How you made out that he did the jadu? So we went to the Amil. When we went to him, he read something, and this person that we're accusing, he took the shape and the voice of this person. See, he took the shape and the voice of this person that we're accusing. See, we're accusing Mr. Zaid. So he took exactly the shape and the form of Mr. Zaid. Even the hair changing, here someone says it was twisted, the color changed, the voice changed. In that, when he was in the trance, we asked him, he said, yes, he is the one that is guilty. Understand? So now it came to a very dangerous situation. Now, they came out pulling out guns for each other. Now, that is a big gun story, right? Now, they're coming to a person that's got no guns. So, normally I don't do this thing here. Then I phoned up that army, whoever is there. But people generally feel afraid of talking to the army because they feel now that they can be reversed, right? We got a lot of superstition, suspicion. So they feel that can be reversed. And all these are all spiritual exercises. So some, you read something and you get a certain experience. You do something. As a result, like now you see a jadu, taweez, then you feel very hot. Right? So it's an effect of certain verses of the Quran Sharif or whatever, right? And you feel like that. So all these people, you can't just trust and just move on. Whether they're doing amaliyat, whether they're doing some spiritual arts, you can't. Right? They may just mesmerize you, turn your mind around, and then you can be a total loss after that. Right? Total loss. There's so many cases where you take them to Amils, and the Amil is playing with a girl. Puts her into a trance, and starts playing with her, fondling with her, right? And then you ask the Amil, you say, no, see, the jinnat had took control of this girl, so I was trying my best to pull her away to myself, then after I release her, see? So now, what are the covering stories gives? So what he was doing? Separating. So that it will hold her tight. See that? And how much it cost? 30,000. He's playing with a girl, and then over and above that, in Johannesburg they would use the word nokhamal, you know, usse ziyada. And over and above the what? But if you like all these things, all this fun and drama, they like all these things. You know, straight sunnah, the style of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that sounds a little bit outdated. They don't want to do that. Do talim in the house, they don't want to do. Zikr in the house, they don't want to do. Quran Sharif in the house, they don't want to do all that. Namaz and dua, they don't want to do. Recommended kitab of Abu Suganadi, they don't want to do. So, karne ki cheez hai, to karte nahi. So, if you are learning Quran Sharif, and they forgot Quran Sharif. Right. They learn kitab and all that, and they can't read. As if read is kitab, can't read. So, putna kuch shuru karo, start off somewhere. Start, be consistent. This is your defense. It's your protective cover. What? Quran Sharif, Hadith, Zikr, Quran, kitabs. That's your defense. Now, that defense, you are just leaving it, neglecting it. Now, going out here, going out there. Dini work, but this is your defense. If this is your defense, then you're going out, you need the defense even more. So now, that can only work, a fortress can only work if you fortify yourself every day. So much of Quran Sharif, so much of Namaz, Kitab, all these things, Dua. Then that fort can work. Otherwise, you have broken your fort, then how you expect to win if you are fought? So these people are doing these practices, and then people wrongly feel deen and sunnat is not a prerequisite for progress. Just do the number two, they think that doing the spiritual exercise brings you to a certain level. Hazrat Muhammad Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullahi, he's in Gangoh. So when Hindu priest comes, I will take beer at your hands. Very good. Recite the kalima and then you start off from there. That I can't do. Then sorry, it's a prerequisite. That Hindu, from wherever he was, he could see a light from the heaven coming straight to Gangoh. He could see that light. Right? So he made out that that special effulgence of Allah Ta'ala presently is coming from there to this point. So now if I want to connect, I must connect here. Right? But Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullahi made out that this thing here is not going to work. Right? Why it won't work? Some Khadim asked. She have initiated him and then given some zikr, perhaps she would have accepted. Mora says, no, man. Yeah. Or dur ho jane ka khatra hai. But there is a danger of that person becoming even more distanced. Because see, the zikrs, etc., will recommend, it will put him to some experiences, right? The zikr will have some effects, some experience, right? Some dream, some light, you see all these things there. Now, this person will think that Islam is not a requisite for progress. When he sees that, right? What he'll feel? That Islam is not a prerequisite. Right. So, then will he come closer or be more distanced? He'll be more distanced. So the main savior is the ittiba'i sunnah. Hold firm from strong to the sunnah. Small things, big things. Your behavior, your mind, your thinking, your interacting. But don't move away from the sunnah. So that's the best protection, the sunnah du'as. The sunnah itself, the behavior, your thinking. Right? Everything, just let it be consistent with the sunnah. Then you see that that becomes your fort. It becomes your protection. At any given time, but Mustafa Rahman, I can read one story. That one sailor, his boat broke somewhere, he saw an island, he came to the island. So, in that island, some good person, he gave this person a refuge. Right. Very thankful that God gave me a refuge, etc. So one day he sees that that household is a lot of gloominess and a lot of sadness. He asked him what happened. He says, yearly we have a situation that there's a boat that comes with a lot of dancing girls, lights, all that, right, comes near the shore, and we have to offer one of our girls, young girls, filled with jewelry. Then that boat disappears. If we don't do that, then the people of the boat will cause havoc in our island. Right. This happened in the day of Umar Diyan as well. And it happened that Amr ibn As, he's in charge, he's the governor of Egypt, right? So there, yearly they will offer a girl, again with jewelry, to the Nile, and the Nile just flows, right? They don't do it, there's a drought. Now that anniversary thing is coming in, well, Amr stopped them, no, don't do this thing here, until I don't refer to Umar Adiran. But Umar Adiran wrote a letter to the Nile, right? He wrote there that if it is that you are flowing of your own, we don't need you. And if it is that you are flowing by the command of Allah Ta'ala, then what stops you? He says, alright, go and post the letter to the Nile. Now, people didn't understand the power of Umar Adiyah, what he was, they didn't understand it. Plus, watching some people watching, what is the letter going to do? Right? So it's just Bismillah, and then if you're flowing of your own, we don't need you. If you're flowing by the command of Allah Ta'ala, then what's stopping you? And they tried to post, this had to be posted, and they saw rains like they never seen, and up till now the thing is just flowing. See, now that the Nile is a couple of hundreds of kilometers, thousands of kilometers, and now how it happens is that as it's flooding, right, so the topsoil from many lands, the topsoil, that is now the most precious soil, the topsoil. So the topsoil from many lands are flowing into that water, and they're being carried to different lands. So a lot of lands are becoming fertilized as a result of the floods here. And you have to just send that letter and see what happens. See, but then what was the outstanding thing in Umar? The trust in Allah Ta'ala and the adherence to the Sunnah. Trust in Allah Ta'ala and the adherence to the Sunnah. This is the fortress. So anyway, now this person is there in this island. So he said, alright, leave all that jewelry and let your girls be safe. And the spot that they placed that girl, just placed me at the same spot. So he saw that lights were coming, so he called out azan loudly, made namaz. And the thing came and went away. Next year, same thing. And after that, never happened after that. But you see, we got this amals. And with that amal, that level of conviction and trust in Allah Ta'ala, ke karne wali zaat, Allah Ta'ala, He'll make it happen. And with all this show business, we don't get affected with the show business. See? That trust in Allah Ta'ala, yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala, needs to just grow. Otherwise, the yaqeen will turn from Allah Ta'ala to yourself. I can do this, I can make this happen, I can make this happen. So I ask you, what happens to your tawakkul? It shifts from Allah Ta'ala to yourself. I can do this, I can do this, I can make this happen. So Allah Pak doesn't like that. So the trust in Allah Ta'ala must just keep escalating. That to such a level that it becomes your nature. Right? Your nature is that now Allah Ta'ala willing, it will happen. Like, you know, when you say nature, so your mind is so, it's attuned in this way, like how you switch on the stove, then you see it working, isn't it? Is there any delay in that? You switch on the car, it starts. So like you have that type of a relationship with your stove, with your motor car, that's the relationship you need to build up with Allah Ta'ala. As you will call Him, as you will ask Him, as you will beg of Him, with firm trust in Him, adhering to the Sunnah, then He'll make things happen. See? So that's where humanity is stuck, right? They moved away from Allah Ta'ala, they moved away from the Sunnah, they moved away from the firm trust in Allah Ta'ala, and then they stuck with all these things. See? So this is now the need of the time, that they be brought back to the Sunnah, be brought back to that trust in Allah Ta'ala, the nazar on Allah Ta'ala, that He will do it. Ji.
تعلق مانگنا کا نتیجہ ارشاد بس اللہ تعالیٰ ہی سے تعلق رکھو اور کسی سے بذات تعلق نہ رکھو یہی خلاصہ ہے سارے سلوک کا اور جب اللہ تعالیٰ کے سوا کسی شے سے تعلق نہ ہوگا تو پھر کسی شے کے فوت ہونے سے زیادہ قلق بھی نہ ہوگا
تو our relationship must be directly to with Allah Ta'ala, right? Like I gave an example, you're living in a castle, right? So you will admire the gardens, the walls, the draping, the finishing, all that you will admire, right? But as beautiful as the palace is, right, as you enter your palace, right, then your full satisfaction is seeing your princess, right? Now all the draping is there, the finish is there, the building, 5-star, 10-star, right? Everything is there, minus the princess. Any meaning? In sab cheezon ko lekar ke kya karo? What must I do with all this thing? Uske andar jaan nahi hai, ye bejaan cheez ho gayi. There's no life, it's lifeless. Right? The life comes with the jaan. The jaan is the princess. So all these things, alright, we have a liking for it, we enjoy it, but our hearts are not attached to it. It's attached, it's just a little bit of admiration. That's for the admiration, nothing beyond the admiration. Not that our hearts are tied to it. It's not tied to it. Just an admiration. The is not there. It's one of those things. Right? So these things are that on the external, don't become tied to it. Nobody's saying that you mustn't enjoy it, right? But your heart mustn't be tied to it. You got a business, right? Enjoy it, look after it. But your heart is not tied to it. Ki agar ye na hota to phir kya hoga? Getting ghabraat, getting helter-skelter, becoming restless. It's not that what will happen. Some years ago, so the Jamaat style was ajeeb that time, right? About 35 years ago. So the Jamaat style was one program only for professional people, right? One program only for business class. One program, for example, only for doctors, right? So it would have a good effect, right? Because now a doctor is talking to a doctor, businessman is talking to a businessman, right? So now these are all high profile. They talk of the bulls and the bears. Where are they? Where? Huh? Where are they? Where? What do they mean, right? Bulls and the bears? Stock exchange, but yeah, I will report to do for the bayan. She was at that famous person there from Pretoria, Sikandar. Yeah, you know that person, Sikandar, very famous. his brother or Ismail. Suleiman Ismail or something, brother. So he's a very good speaker, right? You know, business is very, very useful. So you talk about the stock exchange, the bulls and the bears. So Bhai Padi asked me to come. He's the elder in the family now. So I went. So Bhai Padi is showing me, see this man here. Man is in a state of agitation. He's very agitated. So what happened? He got about 5 or 8% share in Pick and Pay, right? And the shares are just crashing. I said, so what's the big deal? See, you know what it means? That 5 or 8%, that every day is doing 10 million rand. So see that agitation on his face. So this bond with the world and makhluk must be just by the way. ضرورت کی چیز ہے تو ضرورت کے حساب سے ہم نے کام کر لیا بس اٹس اے تھنگ آف نیڈ سو وی یوزڈ اٹ ایز پر نیڈ وی یوزڈ اٹ بٹ اور ہارٹس آر ناٹ ٹائڈ ٹو اٹ دا ورلڈ ہیز بین ڈیزائنڈ دیٹ وی یوز دس مخلوق ایٹسٹرا رائٹ فار آور نیڈز سو ایز پر دا نیڈ وی یوز دیم اینڈ دین ایز وی as we finish, we leave him, leave it aside. We don't put our hearts to it, right? Like we got a tissue, right? So we use the tissue as per requirement. But now do we put our hearts to the, hey, what happened to the tissues now? You know, why are you wasting tissues? Do you make a noise about it? Don't make a noise about it. Because you can't make an issue of a tissue. Is it? So same, the dunya and the makhlukat, they may be a little bit, you may have a little bit of familiarity, but your heart is not there. Your heart is in the princess, queen, right? Queen of the house. Right? So your heart is only connected directly, barai ras, Allah Ta'ala ke saath. See? So this is the whole idea of tasawuf, that your heart must be connected directly with Allah Ta'ala. See? But that's the purpose of this khanqa, call it etikaf, call it seclusion. Why? To get yourself freed from every other contact, everything else, right? And just get Allahu Allah in your heart. Everything else, tajreed they call it, takhliya they call it. Why? That you may rid your heart from everything else. And just have Allah Ta'ala in your heart. It's just the love of Allah Ta'ala. It is the power of Allah Ta'ala. And the real existence of Allah Ta'ala. Understand? So, every other existence, every other thing has an existence. But that existence is, that existence is not real. What? Is not real. That existence is just a reflected existence. Right. So as long as Allah Ta'ala wills, you see it. And the moment Allah Ta'ala wills, the thing is gone. So that, can you call it real existence? You will say, alright, you have an existence, right? And because you have an existence, so nobody must interfere with you, right? Right. That's in his place. Allah Ta'ala has designed the world, right? Or it's your property, right. So nobody can say now it's got no real existence, so I can interfere with your property. No. So Allah gives some rights, but understand that that is not true existence. It's just a reflected. Allah wills the, Allah wills is gone. Like you see the rays on the wall, right? Can you see that wall that side and the rays, right? So as long as the sun's glory is on the wall, you see the brilliance, right? And the sun moves its glory, it's gone, alas. So understand that the rest of the thing is just a reflected thing. When it's a reflected thing, Ibrahim already taught us, La uhibbul afilin. Things that disappear, I can't connect my heart to it. So my heart must be only with the one that is real. His existence is real, not reflected. Now you saw the mirror and you saw a nice picture there, like kissing the thing. A mirror on the wall, right? And then you saw the reflection moving away. The inner stupidity, right? Enjoy it. Nobody says you mustn't enjoy it, but don't attach your heart to it. For the moment, enjoy it. But don't let your heart get attached to it. So that's an azab. When your heart becomes too attached to anything worldly, material, etc., then that becomes an azab. Because now, the separation, which is inevitable, right, you will feel a lot of pain. But you didn't attach your heart to it. They enjoyed it. And not there, one of those things, right? You know that there was, in this masjid building, there was an Ovi Chacha. You must have seen Hafez Suleiman, Ovi, right? So his father was Hafez Ovi. So he was, in his day, he was very wealthy. He had mill and all that, right? Chotawat was working for him. I know those days. Chotawat was working. They sent him to Germany to learn dyeing of fabric, all that. So then something happened, he lost everything. And then he started living here in the masjid flat, right? So he should show a lot of liking. So one day I asked him, Chacha, you know, you had a mill, you're such a wealthy person, and now you lost everything living in a masjid flat. So do you feel hurt, what I was and not what I am now? It's a little bit, but you know, the happiness of being the neighbor of the masjid is far greater than the happiness of owning a mill. What? See his answer. The happiness of being in the neighborhood of the masjid is far in excess of being in the neighborhood of a mill. So his heart was in the right place. Right? Naturally, we own something, and we lost it, we'll feel something. We had a son, and you lost the son, you feel, right? But now, right, you had one gold coin, right? I had to grab it away from you. And I gave you a mountain full of gold, right? What do you think of it again? Right, one of the very gold. See what I got here. So the happiness of being in the neighborhood of the masjid, the Labak's house. So the attachment was not to the building, but to the person of the building, right? To the being of that building. It's Allah Bakh's house. Otherwise, if you go and examine the building itself, it's brick, mortar, cement, etc. You all got the same thing. So it's not with the mortar, the brick, cement, all that, that you attach. You attach to the being. So this is the whole khulasa of the soul, right? Get your heart all eliminated. That's why keep yourself in seclusion. Don't mix, don't talk, right? That's the whole idea. That get this tajreed, this takhliya right. That your heart is out of everything else. Beauty, attraction, wealth, taste, enjoyment, admiration of the eyes, right? Attachment of the heart. Right? Your trust in all these things, just get it out. And trust the real one, right? Ek tujhi se kya mohabbat ho gayi ke puri dunya se nafrat ho gayi. That love for Allah Ta'ala must be so deep that everything else now it seems like you're not familiar with. The only thing that is familiar to your heart, to your being, is Allah Ta'ala. Talk Allah Ta'ala. In Persian they say har ke khandaim faramosh kar da im illa zikr those ke takrar nikunen. Right? What? So whatever I learned, I forgot everything. It is just the remembrance of the beloved that the sabak, that sabak I can't forget. Ma har ke khandem ya khandem ma har ke khandem pramosh kar dem. What? All that we learned, I forgot it. Illa hadith yaar ke takrar mi kunim. It is just the talk of the beloved. This hadith, the Quran Sharif, the name of Allah Ta'ala. Illa hadith yaar ke takrar mi kunim. It is go and repeating that. Allah grant us that.